This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, God's morning. So it's a great morning to everyone under the sound of my voice. You have definitely dialed into the right number. This is Trinity's teleworship service on this October 25th, the year 2020, the 21st Sunday after Pentecost, for those of you keeping count. It's also the last Sunday of the month and the last Sunday of Breast Cancer Awareness. My name is Roman Brown. I'll be your worship leader this morning, and I'll call the worship reads as such, from the book of Psalm, the 90th chapter, verses 1 through 6, and then verses 13 through 17. This is a prayer of Moses, a man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, forever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, return, O children of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which grows. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withers. Verse 13. Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants, and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Amen. Let us pray. Awesome God, you are truly, truly, truly that. You woke us up this morning, Lord God, when others were not able to. Heavenly Father, you gave us sound mind and able bodies to join in on this worship service, Lord God. And though we could have done anything else in this morning, Lord, we chose to come here to praise you for all your mighty works, the things that have been given and things that we're waiting for. Lord, we just pray now that you calm our spirits in this hour, that you just give us a sense of peace, and that we be uplifted once the service is done to continue to go and spread the good news of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We now come all with our hearts and minds focused on you, Lord, and we just lift up our hands and our hearts to you in this hour. It's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Our opening hymn this morning, I Don't Mind Waiting, will be given to us by Sister Keisha Anderson.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting on the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Keisha. Amen. Family, let's be honest. If we claim we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Family, we're going to take just a 10 to 15 seconds to pray our own personal prayer of confession silently before the Lord, followed by the corporate prayer of confession, which I will read. Let's take 10 to 15 seconds to confess our sins. Amen. Most Holy Father, again we come to thank you for all blessings, past, present, and to come. We come to say we know we have not always followed the path you have set before us. We've listened to our own wills and ignored you and your teachings. Our faith has faltered in the face of the pandemic we are in the midst of. We have forgotten for a moment that your hand is in all things and that only you can and will bring these times to a close for us. We have only to lift our eyes to the hills from whence comes our blessing. We only to lift our heads and praise your name to the highest. Please forgive and bless us, Lord. We try, but we are weak. May your Holy Spirit fill our hearts and souls with the wisdom and strength to follow the paths you have laid. We pray these and all things in the name of your most holy Son. Amen. And now, what we believe, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The prayers of the people as given to us by Reverend Bett.
Almighty God, we magnify your name, we glorify you on this day. God, we give thanks unto you for breathing breath of life and thus these temples today. And God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, whom we declare the salvation of the Lord that we have, and the God that is we humbly now come to you, God, in prayer, knowing with confidence, God, that you hear us in our cries. And so, God, we first must acknowledge you as the creator of the heaven and the earth and everything else therein. We're grateful, God, for the provision that you provided for your people. We're grateful, God, for the resources that you have made available to us that we, God, might help someone else. And that, God, as you bless us today, not just here on this phone call, not just in Baltimore, but all across this world, that through the power of your Holy Spirit, God, that you would move amongst the people to have a voice, dear Lord, that, God, you gave us and the tools to be able to exercise our desires here on earth in these United States of America. And God, as we approach November 3rd to vote for a president of these United States of America, God, I simply ask that you would pray for those as they go to the polls. We're grateful for those who have already gone. Grateful for God that those who mailed it in. For God, as they go to those polls, that they go with a determined focus that their voice is representative of how you bless them. And so, God, I ask that you will keep all across this world, those that will stand in line, no matter the age, no matter what their health conditions might be, that you would put a hedge of protection around all of them, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. As these polls, God, open up all around this world, God, I pray that you will press upon those and all of us, that in spite of everything that's twirling in the air, that we walk in boldness and in confidence and in love, knowing that you have already gone before us to make the way straight. And God, that you will turn things around according to your will and to your purpose. And so, God, I ask right now that we have no fear, but we walk by faith, not by sight. And that, God, we look to you from where all of our help comes from, knowing, God, that you already know the outcome. You already know what you have for us down the road, God. And that's, God, where we're hanging our hat is, on the hope that you will give all of us. We pray for those, dear Lord, who have lost loved ones. We pray for comfort of them, dear Lord. Some natural causes, some due to various sicknesses, some due to the coronavirus. And we ask, God, for you, God, to uplift those families with your hand of compassion. Send now angels and the comforter of the Holy Spirit, dear Lord, to be with them in these moments. And we pray for those, dear Lord, who are dealing with this disease, that their struggle and challenge today, God, will give them a testimony of how, God, you brought them through. So I pray, God, that they hang on in there and put their trust in you. God, we love you. God, we thank you. And God, we know that you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Banks. And now, our sermonic selection this morning, Let Go and Let God, again, by Sister Keisha Anderson.
Couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, for the peace I could not find. Then I kneeled down to pray, praying, help for me, please. You said you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. Soon as I stop worrying, when I let go and let God in, I let him have, that's when things start happening. When I let go, when I let God, let him have. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I had to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in your hands, everything will be all right. Yeah. Soon as I stop worrying, then I can let go. And I can let God, let him have his way. That's when things stop happening. Oh, when I let go, when I let God, let him have. Let go, let God, let go, and let God. Let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can handle it, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God. Oh, let go, and let God. He's the only one with the answers. Just let God. He can handle it all. Yes, he can. Let God. With tears in your eyes, just let God. He feels your pain, and he knows your heart. He knows your issues. He knows your struggles. So let go, and let God. Soon as I stop worrying, then and only then, I can let go, I can let God, let him have his way, that's when everything starts happening. As I begin to look at way back then, I can let go. And I can let God, oh, soon as, let go and let God, oh, I can let go, and I can let God, let him have his way.
Amen. Amen. Let go. Let God. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them all out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and he saves such as I have a contrite spirit. Well, good morning to you, saints. Today truly is a blessing from the Lord that he allows us to be able to come together one more time. And that's why we have to always have praise in our mouths, because God has blessed somebody last week, week before, somebody even today. And with expectations that God will still bless you. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Pray with me, saints. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you to say thank you. Thank you, God, again, as we come to look into your word and to hear from you, God, what thus says the Lord. God, now as I prepare and humble myself before you and the people of God, that, God, they hear all of you and none of me, but that your word, God, will be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Today, I would like for you to turn with me, if you have your Bibles or your smartphones or whatever device you have, to the book of James, chapter 1, and we'll begin our reading in verse number 2. I will be reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and the Bible reads as such for your hearing. And my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trial of any kind, consider it joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its full effect, so that you may mature and complete, lacking in nothing. And if any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to you. But ask in faith, never doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For the doubter, being double-minded and unstable in every way, must not expect to receive anything from the Lord. And I'd like to talk to you from this subject today. Every test has benefits. Every test that you go through has benefits. And there are times in our lives that life just happens. And we encounter these trials, these tribulations, these afflictions, these hardships, and adversity. We have problems, we have illnesses that we didn't anticipate or plan to happen, and if we are to be transparent, all of these we did not invite into our lives. You know that when life is good, you are going about your way, about your business, just living what you describe as your best life, or simply just trying to make it through. You're just trying to go to work. You're just trying to take care of your house. You're just trying to take care of your family and just enjoy life. We've all been there, and as they say, done that or experienced the unexpected situation that causes us to say, what next? What now? How am I going to make it this time? Sometimes your faith is tested, and you may wonder, what is in this for me that I've got to go through this and deal with all of these trials? Well, people of God, our past issues, our sins, our thought failures, our defeats can be so consuming and overwhelming that we can sometimes find ourselves asking the question, where is God when we are going through these struggles or these challenges? The good news is that God is omnipotent, means that God is all-powerful, means that God has supreme power also and has no limitations. God is omniscient, meaning that he is all-knowing. He knows all about what you're dealing with. He knows what you need to let go and let him take the wheel. And this means that God knows everything, including your past and your future, and he's still with you. There is nothing God is unaware of with either or any of us. And God is omnipresent, which means that no matter where you are, no matter what you go through, no matter what is happening in your life, that the God that you know, the God that you serve, is always omnipresent, meaning always present. This term also means that God is so capable of being everywhere at the same time. That right there ought to bring great joy for someone to know that God doesn't compartmentalize who he wants to be with. God doesn't take time off to decide that he's going to be on the East Coast and not on the West Coast. But God is omnipresent. So I have a relevant question for all of us today. Question is, can we change how we look at these trials of life? And can we look at them with the joy of the Lord that it is beneficial to our life with Christ? And my prayer and hope is that through this letter of James, by James, and the word of God will change our perspective in dealing with problems of today. And so the first thing I think that truthfully, as this text tells us, that we ought to expect trials to happen. In fact, James, in verse 1, he says, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ to the 12 tribes and the dispensers of greetings. He said, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy. And here we have James, the author of this letter to the Jewish community. James, the brother of Jesus, who became a church leader of the Jerusalem church. He writes this letter to the Christian Jewish across communities in Rome, Alexandria, Cyprus, and cities in Greece and Asia Minor. Because the early church believers did not have the support of the established churches, James, as the concerned leader he was, he wrote this letter to all of these tribes that were scattered all across the board. And let me take a moment right here today and say that we communicate in so many different ways today. And that as we read and hear the word of God, it does not matter where we are or how we receive it. But as when we receive it, we know and should be able to discern it is a word from the Lord. We used to write letters to one another that lived in different cities and states. We wrote letters to communicate events or expressions of love or things that are happening in our lives and in our children's lives. We used to use house phones that were only in our homes, and we had pay phones on the side of the road. Or even sometimes we had to collect calls from our kids while they were away in college. But today we have these cell phones that we walk around all the time. Very seldom do we put them down. It is one of our communicators. We make phone calls, we text message, we email, we FaceTime, we Zoom, we Skype as our communication tools, and many others. When was the last time you sat down and wrote a love letter to somebody that you care about? When was the last time you wrote a letter, particularly in these days, where we don't see one another, to a relative, a friend, to encourage them, to find out whether or not they're having a tough time dealing with things in life? When was the last time that you reached out to someone to see how life was treating them? So here we have James writing this letter in chapter 1, and he does not waste much time after his greeting. He says, my brothers and sisters, that means everybody. He just didn't say the Clark brothers. He didn't just say the Jones sisters. He said, brothers and sisters, all inclusive, meaning everyone this letter is for. He does not say, if you will face trial. As a matter of fact, he does not say that you might. As a matter of fact, he says that whenever, meaning that sooner or later, a trial, a problem will come forth. You and I will face these trials of any kind, that we ought to count it all joy or consider it nothing but joy. And I know that we are saying, how can I count this as joy, as difficult as my problem is, as deep-rooted as my hurt is? How can I benefit from this? And now I do know that that is a tough pill for most of us, if not all of us, at some point in our life, to swallow all of this. Because how can we look at our circumstance and not feel good as something that we should be able to look at it and say, I do feel good? But I want to encourage you that these things happen. These things come our way to test us. And I know that is very difficult for us. But help is on the way. In fact, the God that we serve, he's ready to intervene in our lives. And that word in the Greek, the trial means perosmos. It says that it could mean or refer to a testing of the faithful. So that lets me know that a trial we all definitely will go through, and it is a testing of those that say we are the faithful one. And yes, we will go through these trials and tribulation in life. And in this Christian life, we have trials and temptations, and we will successfully overcome them, and then we will be able to see the benefit to our growth and our spiritual maturity. And sometimes people resent to have to deal with the trial or the trouble that we might have to go through. It's an opportunity for us to call on the all-knowing God, who's ever-present and powerful God, to help us. A trial is a test run. A trial is a test run to assess our suitability or our performance. And that might help us today to know that what you're going through is a test run. And what you're dealing with, that is your trial and your tribulation, is to assess our suitability and our performance to operate in faith and not in fear. And you might remember this endurance of Gideon and his 300 men. The battle was grueling. The Israelite soldiers led by Gideon had chased their enemies. The Midianite army and its allies all night for a distance of well over 20-some miles. The Bible relates what happened next. Gideon then came to the Jordan and crossed it. He and 300 men with him were tired. Nevertheless, Gideon and his men had not yet won the war, for about 15,000 enemy soldiers remained after having suffered years of Midianite oppression. The Israelites knew that this was no time to give up. Don't give up, my brothers and sisters, for what you're dealing with. Don't give up no matter how it hurts. Don't give up that you've fallen short of the glory of God. These men knew that it was no time for them to give up. So to eliminate our problems, we've got to trust God with all of our heart. In fact, the Bible says that what helped them was they kept up their pursuit until these men were subdued. So Christ tells us that by standing firm, we will gain life. This assurance gives us the courage to and hope to stand firm for Christ no matter how difficult the situation. And this is for somebody today. This is for me too. That going through a trial, that there is a testimony that will come out on the other side of it, that you'll be able to tell them how your faith was tested to the brim, but the God that you know was with you to bring you through. The benefit of the test is that it produces or generates or activates what is already in you, and that it is endurance. It is patience, a inner peace, and the trial is the result of the ability to endure. So trials are circumstances of life that are difficult, which cause us to depend upon God. And God brings trials into our lives not to hurt us, but to help us. Watch what Proverbs 17:3 says. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold. But the Lord tests hearts. That's what he's doing, my brothers and sisters. He's testing your heart. Will you trust him? Will you walk with him? Will you realize that he is helping you to become more mature? So consider it all joy when you enter these various trials. The next thing I think that might be helpful for us is for this maturity to grow. This maturity to grow up. Bible says, because you know that the testing of your faith, yes, it does produce endurance. And then it says that let endurance have its full effect. In other words, when you don't give up and when you press your way through to the end to see the victory that God is bringing you to, you'll not give up. It says, and let endurance have its full effect. That means that, for example, if you put your clothes in the washing machine, the first thing you must do is turn the dial to wash. You can't just skip over wash and go to rinse. You've got to let the wash cycle have its full effect. Oh, that should help somebody. Somebody is dealing with something today that's too heavy for you. Somebody is dealing with a hurt or a sickness that came out of nowhere. But as you trust in God, as you endure, as you press your way through and let God mature you in your growth and let it have its full effect. Whew. Bible says that you may be mature and complete and then you are lacking in nothing. We can't always know the depth of our own character until we see how we respond under pressure. And I know we have all been under pressure, whether it is in your finances, under pressure, whether it's in your relationships, whether it's under pressure at work. And sometimes you don't know how far you can go or how much you can do until you keep enduring and striving and pressing while under pressure. It's easy to keep to be kind to others when everything is going well, but we can be kind while dealing with trial and tribulation, because that's sometimes when we usually are not as nice as we generally are, because the problem has overtaken us. So God wants us to know, to make us mature and complete, and that no matter what you're going through, the pain and the suffering, but it's to grow you and grow us to be stronger in him. We should complain less. And you know the expression, I can complain. And then we use to say, but nobody will listen. So maybe we should complain less and give less attention to our struggles and our problems and our strife and our trial and our adversities. We must view them as an opportunity to grow and mature in God. Ask God to help us and to direct us. The Bible says to trust in him. with all our heart and lean not on him with all of our own understanding, but to acknowledge him in that way, and he'll direct our path. Bible says that if any of us lacks wisdom here, that we should ask God who gives generously. Do you want his wisdom to get you on the other side? Do you want his wisdom to help you navigate the confusion in your life? Do you want his wisdom when you're trying to make plans and decide and build things and buy things and do things? Do you want his wisdom to help you to succeed in what you're trying to accomplish? So James is not only talking about knowledge in the how-tos, but about the ability to be make wise and better and more informed decisions under difficult circumstances. So God's wisdom gives us discernment. God's wisdom gives us discernment when we hear something that we know it is not right. His wisdom gives us the discernment, or to be able to determine whether it's from him or someone's personal desires. And there is always a beginning point that we must respect God and his will and his way for us. He shows us how to live right and to determine right from wrong. And then finally, I think we've got to exercise our faith over doubt. And here he writes, James, he writes, whoever doubts is like a wave in the sea that is driven and blown by the same, by the wind. Says, if you are like that, you are unstable, and make up your mind and undecided in all that you do. You must not think you will receive anything from the Lord. Watch for the change in what happens here in the text of faith, where it says that you are asking God if God can handle it and deliver you through it or out of it. You're going to take matters into your own hands. But if you ask God to help you through this, you've got to stand firm on what on you believe from him. That you've got to believe that you can let go and let God do it. That you can let him fix things in your life. That you can let him work all things out for your good. That you know that you have the confidence in God that his word will not come back void. So we must rely and lean on God's unchanging hand of favor, and that he will hear us, and that he will answer us when we pray. A mind that wavers is not completely convinced that God can do it. And I know we all have been there. It's not so much that you don't think he can do it, but you just don't see it happening fast enough in your life. We all have been there and said, come on, God, how long will it take for me not to have to deal with this anymore? How long, God, would it take for me not to have to deal with this person any longer? How long, God, will I have to wait for you to change my job situation? Because these folk are driving me mad. But when you pray to God, you've got to trust him and then allow him to go to work and do the things that you've asked him to do so that he can give you the desires of your heart. And I've learned something in all of these years and still learning and still growing, that sometimes it is difficult and challenging when it doesn't happen when we need it to happen. And there lies the dilemma when we need it to happen, vice when God has already established it to happen. And so when we continue to wait on the Lord, and he'll mount us up like new wings, we will overcome all of these things. We must stabilize our lives away from wavering and being doubtful and commit our ourselves wholeheartedly to God. I know sometimes we waffle from the left and we waffle from the right. And sometimes we go with which way the wind is blowing in our lives. I was watching the other day some gentlemen, a bowling competition yesterday. And you know the goal is always to what? Get a strike. So see, we always want to get a strike in life. And every time that when we roll that ball down the center, we expect to hit that head pin and get a strike. But life don't always work that way because God has a greater plan for you and I. And so along the way, for that plan to come full effect, that a test will come to see if you'll still stand on his word, that you'll still wait on the Lord, and that you will still let God lead you in your life, and that you will know that he has already gone before you. God is good. Bible says, so a mind that waffles and wavers from side to side is like this double-minded man that James is describing. So, brothers and sisters, doubt leaves us as a person as unsettled as the restless ways of life. And we don't want to be that way. So if we want to stop being tossed about, rely on God to show you what is best for you. Ask God for wisdom in your life. Trust God that he will give you what you need to endure, to persevere, to have inner peace, and the ability to endure. That helps us to be able to count everything that you have been through as joy. Bible says in Matthew 5 and 12, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way the prophets were persecuted, so are we. There is great reward in heaven for all that we go through. We just got to continue to trust God and believe that God has the ultimate plan, and that every test has benefits. Father, we pray for your word now, that your word today, God, will be that will deliver us from ourselves. Deliver us, dear Lord, from thinking we can't endure tough times. From delivering ourselves from thinking, God, that we can't pray over and over to you to help us. Because we know you hear us when we pray. We pray, God, that your word today, God, would not fall flat on thorny ground. We pray for your word today, God, that will speak to those that are here and listening today, that we are renewed and restored through the test that gives us the benefits that only God, you can provide. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Barrett, for that reassuring message that God's omnipresent and that every test has a benefit that waits on the other side. If we just persevere and endure, we will receive our blessings. Amen. Amen. And now, family, we've come to that portion of worship service that you get to participate. It's time for our tithes and offerings. 2 Corinthians 9:6 tells us this: remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. 7 tells us each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And here at Trinity, we have multiple ways, family, that you can give of your tithes and offerings. One way is through our website. It's Trinity Pres Bault. It's all one word, Trinity, PresBault.org. Another way that you can give is by text message. If you text the word, this is all one word, text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, the number 2, and the letters T-P-C to the number 84576, you'll be able to donate via text message. And also, if you're like me and you're still holding on to your Bradford Exchange checks, we take checks as well. You can mail those to Elder Carol Ann Taylor at 611 Park Avenue, that's apartment 304, here in Baltimore, Maryland, zip code 21201. We ask that you do make your checks payable to Trinity Presbyterian Church. Amen. Let's pray over the tithes and our doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we present to you today and throughout the week just a small portion of that which you've given us. We pray that you bless the givers and that you bless those who have desire to give. Lord, we ask that though at times we may not have gifts that are much and mighty like Goliath, we pray that they're used to do much and mighty works here on earth like David. Please continue to bless us as you see fit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And as we're still in the morning hour, good morning once again to our visitors and friends, our extended family members. Why don't you just go ahead and let us say hey to you personally. We just want to thank you for, you could have been anywhere this morning, but you decided to join us, and we're ever so grateful for it. If you would text the word Trinity, followed by the numbers 216, to the number 84576, we'd like to just stay in touch with you. Again, thank you personally for worshiping with us this morning. You didn't have to, but you did anyhow. And we're just forever grateful that you all continue to come back each and every week. So thank you, friends and family. Spread the word to your friends and family. And we'd like to hear or see you again next week. Now we have our announcements from Reverend Barrett.
Thank you, Brother Rome. A few announcements, brothers and sisters. Keep the family, Sister Bernice White, she passed on yesterday. Keep her, the family, in our prayers. Her daughter, Myra White Cray, keep the family in prayer as they make preparations for her homegoing celebration services coming soon. And we'll keep you posted of that information as well. I ask you to continue to pray for our sick and shut in, and continue to pray for those that are dealing with all types of illnesses. Some are dealing with various different types of pain. Some are dealing with cancer. Some are dealing with the coronavirus. And we pray and we'll continue to pray for them as well. This coming Saturday, October 31st, Lady Cindy and some others, she's sponsoring a youth drive-by backpack giveaway. So the last day to sign up for that will be this coming Wednesday. This is to bless the children, something a little different, something that will uplift them and let them know they are still loved, even though they may not be physically in a school or they may be in school part-time and part-time at home with those parents. There's on the website, on the announcement page, there's a sign-up page, and in the weekly email announcements that come out, you will find a sign-up sheet there as well. That's going to be on October the 31st from 12 to 2 o'clock p.m. On Walbrook Avenue on the TPC, on the Trinity side of the street. Just drive by with your children, your grandchildren, your niece, nephews, or your godchildren, and we just want to be a blessing to them. And so I thank God for those that are will be in attendance on that day. Wanted to make another announcement as it relates to our live stream services that we'll be adding to our worship experience. That's our target date is November 15th. But we will have a new phone number. And so that new phone number, I know you probably don't have a pen right now, but that new phone number will be on the church website. We'll call it out on our service calls to you, and we'll also have it in our email communication and text message communication that goes out to you all. And if you don't, if you're not getting our email, that means we probably don't have it. So feel free to go onto our church website under the contact page, and you might be able to fill out that form with your email address, and we add you to stay connected to the things that Trinity will be doing. The food pantry coming up, they have their Thanksgiving turkey pickup on November 19th. And so for all those who gave names or numbers to bless those with meals, they'll be picking up the the turkeys from the food bank on the 19th, and you should be able to come by the church and pick those up on the same day around noon. And join us for prayer and praise this Wednesday, and then as well, if you have a prayer petition, I wanted to just say, hey, thank you all for submitting your prayer petitions. We are praying over each one that comes in. And so we want you to know that we want to be a church that prays for one another and to encourage you in all that you petition God for, and that we might be intercessors. I certainly want to give thanks to Brother Roman for our worship leader today, and a big, big thanks all the way from Richmond, Virginia. Our guest soloist today, Sister Keisha Anderson, bless the Lord for her to bless us in song on today. So that is all I have for the announcements today. If you are in need of anything, please contact the church and leave a voicemail there, or send us an email through the church website contact page so that we might be able to hear from you. Bless the community that we live in. Continue to pray. You know, things are happening in our community that are not all positive, but we want to be a positive and a beacon of hope and light to the Walbrook community. And so let's continue to pray for one another and pray for those in our community as well. Our charge for today is that we press our way, we persevere, that through everything that you go through, every test that you have, that as hard as it is to say, this is good for me, let me reassure you through the word of God, he says that it is good for you, because there is a great reward for you, and there are benefits in the testing. There is benefits in the trial. God bless you. And now for our benediction. May you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
All right, have a blessed week.
Take care.
Don't forget to vote.
Bye.
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 Bye.